friendship sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
You know, out of all the Psalms in the Word of God, I think this one's my favorite. Psalm 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. I love that. That's Psalm 40, verses 1, 2, and 3. And I'll tell you what, you blink, and it's already the 20th day of September 2018. Fred, how are you? It's Joey Kroll hanging out here with you. This is, of course, Mark and Friends, the Thursday edition. This is the day where I get to hang out with you. You get to hang out with me. It's a day of fellowship. I look forward to it each and every week. I really do. And been part of this radio ministry for well over 8 years, coming up on 9 years. And just so grateful for my fellowship with you and just my partnership and service here at Great News Radio. I really do look forward to just being part of this ministry each and every week. And how true that word is from Psalm 40, how he lift us up out of the pit of destruction and set our feet upon a rock, which makes our steps secure. And he puts a song in our mouth. How true that is, because, you know, for the child of God, for the follower of Christ, we have a song to sing even in the bleakest of moments, even in the darkest of seasons, even in the lowest of valleys, we still have a song to sing, because God is faithful. God is good no matter where we are. Amen. He really is. So, well, I hope you are having a great week. It's been already a crazy week for me, and you know, I just got so many irons in the pot and so many irons in the fire, so many things going on, and normally I do well with that, but you know, a few times a year they all just come crashing down all at once, and it's been one of those weeks. That's for sure. So I greatly appreciate your prayer, and lots of stuff going on here at the radio ministry. There's getting ready for another trip to Israel, October 3rd through the 13th. It's an 11-day pilgrimage to the Holy Land. It's coming together nicely. And just be praying for those wonderful saints that are going to be part of this trip coming up here in just less than a couple of weeks away, October 3rd through the 13th. And just pray as they prepare, but also pray as they travel to and from the Holy Land. And Courage Connection in Urbana, they're actually located at Lincoln Square in Urbana, the same place where the Great News Radio Center is located. They're getting ready for the month of October, which, by the way, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And they have several activities, several events taking place in the month of October, highlighting and making awareness to domestic violence, including their 10th anniversary and resource fair coming up on Saturday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lincoln Square in Urbana. If you want to find out more about this organization and how you can support, partner with, and maybe even volunteer, just visit their website, courageconnection.org, courageconnection.org. And don't forget, speaking of October, October is, of course, Pastor Appreciation Month. So be praying for and how you can appreciate your pastor, the man who carries a great, great, great burden that many do not see except his wife and other pastors. So consider what you will do for your pastor in the month of October for Pastor Appreciation Month. Well, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be talking about our intimacy with God. I'll tell you what, I think it's Dr. Charles Stanley who says our highest priority, the highest priority in the life of a child of God is their intimacy with God. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. Our intimacy with God comes up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
Be thou my
so good. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise.
Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance.
Yes, you are.
That's right, Be Thou My Vision, right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on this 20th day of September, 2018. Tell you what, there is something special about starting your day. There's something special, there is something unique and sacred about spending your day, starting your day in the presence of Almighty God. And today, dear friend, we're going to be talking about cultivating your alone time. So if you have your Bible today, go ahead and turn to John chapter 15, and we're going to be talking about cultivating your alone time. John chapter 15, and we're going to take a look at the first few verses here. John chapter 15, give you a second to get there. John 15, verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, Jesus said that he is the true vine. Verse 1 says, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. In context here, Jesus was not introducing a new idea by using the imagery of a vine and branches. In fact, the Old Testament, the vine was a metaphor for Israel. So, and grapevines were everywhere in ancient Israel. So carrying that idea and understanding, Jesus said, I am the true vine, because without a vine, there are no branches, because the vine is the source for the branches. As the vine is the source for the branches, Jesus is our source today, friend. He promises to give us peace. John 14:27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. He promises to give us wisdom. James 1:5 says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who generously gives to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. He promises to give us comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction. He promises to be our provider. Jesus said in Matthew 6:25, you see those birds up in the air? Yeah, if your Father takes care of them, certainly he'll take care of you. He is the true vine, friend. Jesus is the center of the Christian life. He is the source of life, and he is the way to eternal life. And because he is the true vine, we must be connected to the vine.
Look at John 15, verse 5. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. So Jesus was telling his disciples and us that we are branches. Think about this. A branch is absolutely dependent upon the vine. So if Jesus is calling us branches and himself the vine, he is saying that we need to be dependent and connected to him. Friend, our intimacy with God is the highest priority in our life. Seriously. Our intimacy with God is the highest priority in our life. It's higher than how much money you make. It's a higher priority than where you're going to go to school, what's going to happen in your day. Our intimacy with God is the highest priority in our life. So, Brother Joey, how do we get connected with God? How do we do that? How do we, the branches, get connected to the vine? Well, one, by prayer. Little boy was with his mom and grandma, and he prayed, Dear God, please bless mommy and daddy and all the family and give me a good night's sleep. And suddenly he looked up and shouted, And don't forget to get me a bicycle for my birthday. And his mother said, There is no need to shout like that. God isn't deaf. No, said the boy, but grandma is. Friend, how's your prayer life? Really, how's your prayer life? A Pew Research Center survey conducted a few years ago found that 63% of Christians in the U.S. say praying regularly is an essential part of their Christian identity. Friend, how is your prayer life? You know, we need to get lost in his presence. Really, Psalm 16:11, probably one of my favorites. It says from the King James, I'll read from the King James. It says, In thy presence is the fullness of joy. The English Standard Version says, In your presence there is fullness of joy. The NET version says, I experience absolute joy in your presence. Friend, get lost in his presence. Get connected to the vine. Get connected. Jeremiah 33:3 says, Call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Get connected to the true vine. So we get connected to him by prayer. We also get connected to him through his word. One of the main purposes of reading the Bible is get to know God, his heart, and know his will for our life, because we want to know what he says about family. We know what the world says about family, but we want to know what God says about family. We want to know what he thinks about money. We want to know what he thinks about life. We want to know what he thinks about the afterlife. Plus, when we read and study his word, friend, we are programming our minds and hearts. Colossians 3:2 says, Set your mind on things above. Set. You know, we set our alarm clocks every night. We set our thermostat for heat. We set our coffee maker to make coffee at a certain time. Praise the Lord. We set our radios in our car. And friend, the more and more you spend some time in God's presence and prayer and in his word, we program our hearts and minds to be aligned under him each and every time. And finally, friend, there is no life apart from the vine. Jesus said in John 15, verse 5, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Yeah, I think one of the most intimate relationships is between a mother and her baby. Inside her child and her womb. There's this thing called the umbilical cord. It actually connects a mother to her unborn child. It's a trading post between the mother's and the baby's blood supply. It helps with nutrients and oxygen. It keeps the baby alive. And what do you think would happen if that child, that baby is still in her womb and somehow, some way, the umbilical cord gets cut? There goes its source of life. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branch. Apart from me, you can do nothing. The branch has no life outside the vine. We need to get connected back to him again. Robert A. Cook, former president of the King's College in New York, was speaking at the Moody Bible Institute several years ago. This is a story from a long time ago, but he was saying that the day before he had been at a gathering in Washington and talked with the vice president. And he went on to say that he later spoke briefly with the president of the United States. And then, smiling broadly, Cook said, "But that's nothing, because today I talked with God."
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up. And all those who've strayed, come sit at the table. Come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure.
That's right, we can come to Almighty God just as we are. I love that. That's a group called The Chosen Ones right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. Well, friend, I so appreciate our time together here today. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow to help you get through your Friday. Until next time, just remember, friend, that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.